From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks.
The American people are completely fed up with Washington.
President Obama speaking at the White House after hundreds of thousands of federal government workers returned to their posts and the country avoided its date with the debt ceiling. The president urged Republicans to work with him in the months ahead on budget negotiations, immigration reform, and a farm bill. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Priscilla Huff has more.
U.S. President Barack Obama says the political crisis of the past few weeks has caused unnecessary damage to the American economy, and it's time for politics to change in Washington.
And there's no good reason why we can't govern responsibly, despite our differences.
Forecasters say the crisis over funding the American government and extending the debt ceiling has cost the economy between $12 and $24 billion.
Also today, President Obama congratulated the newest member of the U.S. Senate, Democrat Cory Booker. The former mayor of Newark in New Jersey won a special election in the state to swell the Democrats' ranks on Capitol Hill. He is a rising star in the party. Closed-circuit television footage has been made public showing the brutality of last month's Al-Shabaab attack on the Westgate shopping mall in Nairobi. It shows the horrified reaction of shoppers as the complex first came under fire. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Kampala is warning of another attack modelled on the Westgate siege. FSN's Isabel Nakiria reports from our bureau in the Ugandan capital.
The U.S. mission in Kampala says it's continuing to assess reports that a Westgate-style attack could take place soon in Kampala. In a statement, it says there is no further information on timing or location of when terrorists might strike Kampala. Uganda Police spokesperson Patrick Onyango says they are responding to the U.S. warning.
We are urging the public not to panic because we are here to protect them.
The U.S. mission in Kampala is also warning its citizens in Uganda to be vigilant and to avoid public venues that attract large crowds.
Chemical weapons inspectors in Syria say they've completed almost half their work dismantling the country's stockpile of chemical weapons, but security for the inspectors remains a major issue. There have been several bomb blasts near the Damascus Hotel where they're staying. The World Health Organization says it has conclusive proof that outdoor air pollution is linked to human deaths from cancer. The International Agency for Research on Cancer released findings of a new study at a meeting in the French city of Lyon on Thursday. Dr. Kurt Strafe of the agency says 40 years of study have gone into the findings.
There have been more than 950 agents that have been evaluated, and more than 100 of these have been classified as carcinogenic to humans. Meaning we know that it's causing cancer in humans.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Britain has announced a deal to allow Chinese companies to take a stake in British nuclear power plants. The controversial plan could see Chinese firms owning majority stakes in some of Britain's most important strategic assets. From FSN's London bureau, Ollie Barrett reports.
The first actual deal with Chinese involvement could come as early as next week when the go-ahead's expected to be given for a new £14 billion, $22 billion nuclear plant for the UK. George Osborne has signed a memorandum of understanding with China on nuclear cooperation. An accompanying statement says over time, Chinese companies could come to take majority stakes in British power stations. The policy will be controversial, with environmentalists insisting the UK should be pursuing greener, less dangerous technology, and questions being raised about the wisdom of allowing China to potentially control British nuclear power stations.
Thursday was another busy day for Australia's firefighters in New South Wales, where bushfires are causing havoc with strong winds and high temperatures across parts of the state. From Melbourne, Arthur Stevens reports.
Bushfires have stretched the New South Wales Rural Fire Service to the limit as temperatures soared in and around Sydney. Police say a fast-moving bushfire at Springwood is affecting areas near Penrith at the foot of the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. The fire has jumped the Nepean River and is also burning in Castlereagh just north of Penrith. To the north of Sydney, a Newcastle airport's been closed and staff sent home because of a bushfire nearby at Heatherbrae. An airport spokesman says it will remain closed indefinitely, but may reopen on Friday depending on the wind direction. The strong winds have also cut power to thousands of homes to the west, southwest and north of Sydney.
Arthur Stevens, Melbourne.
There's more from us on Twitter. You can follow us there at Feature Story and see our reporting at fsnreportersblog.com. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.